Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail,
all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
All right. We're going to try this again. We back, featured in the Artist Friday, Rewind, presenting Nando.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It's going now real big, people. We is up in the building. And Mr. Sayonide, all the way from the Netherlands, we'll be checking in. This is how we do it live. On Friday, hope y'all is getting ready for the weekend, getting ready to party or do whatever y'all do. Know what I'm saying? Because we coming live and bringing it to you. So, you already know what time it is. I'll give y'all the scripture one more again. You know what I'm saying? Because we got Mr. Nando coming from AerialPublicity.com. You know what I'm saying? If y'all looking for pod-safe music, which is already pre-cleared artist, you know what I'm saying, ripping and ready to roll, you know what I'm saying, go to AerialPublicity.com, A-R-I-E-L, Publicity.com. Check them out. And this is a little bit about the artist today. You know what I'm saying? If you could fuse Neo, Kevin Little, and Sanchez into one, yeah, well, the results should not be very far from Nando. Nando is a singer-songwriter who is equally adept at gliding over mellow, one-drop reggae grooves, riding up-tempo dancehall and soca rhythms, or belting out pop and R&B tunes with a comfort that belies his Jamaican roots. While the majority of his catalog either address male-female relationships or are meant to make you dance, Nando is not afraid to tackle social issues such as racism or single parenthood, which he does with aplomb on tracks such as Overcome, which is the gray version, and Get Better, which I have that song. Also, this is part two of his first interview because we had, some communication problems. Got all crossed up in the emails. Actually, the emails were going too slow. And, so we got him coming right back today, you know what I'm saying? So we featured his music, last month. And this month, we're bringing him back live on the show. He'll be checking in about 30 minutes, and then we'll be getting into, the hot interview and getting in on the indie art. That's what we do. Happy Friday the 13th, all you motherfucking believers out there. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all believing in, man, it's going to be bad shit happening. Well, if you let bad shit happen to you, bad shit will happen to you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Burn, Hollywood, burn for me. Till assassins in this rebel nigga third degree. Peep how.
God damn, that shit loud than a motherfucker. But check this out. Yesterday, you know what I'm saying, we had the Thursday Throwback Comedy. You know what I'm saying? Featuring all kind of comedies, man. If you didn't catch that show, make sure you go back and check out the Thursday episode, man. It was a cool show. Played a lot of comedy and shit. A lot of shit you might have heard. A lot of shit you might not have heard. You know what I'm saying? And if you didn't, we're going to still start this day off with a laugh.
I'm not saying I don't like police. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm just scared of them. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we want to call them too. Somebody broke into my house once. It's a good time to call them, but I don't know. The house is too nice. It ain't a real nice house, but they'd never believe I lived in it. He's still here. Oh, my God. Open and shut case, Johnson. I saw this once before when I was a rookie. Apparently, this nigga broke in and hung up pictures of his family everywhere. Well, let's sprinkle some crack on them and get out of here. Oh, you know, that's that whole brutality thing. See, that's common knowledge now. There was a time when only minorities really knew about that. I'm not going to say white people didn't believe us, but you were a little skeptical. You were a little skeptical. I mean, I don't blame you. And then Newsweek printed it and he knew it was true. And then Newsweek, white people were like, oh, my God. Honey, did you see this? Apparently, the police have been beating up Negroes like hotcakes. It's in the May issue. I mean, really, how could you know, though? How could anyone else know? You know. I mean, maybe you should have seen something a little suspicious. Don't you think it was like a little suspicious? Just a little suspicious? Every dead black person the police find has crack sprinkled on them. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Who gets shot and sprinkles crack on themselves? Nobody would do that. Bam! Oh.
I don't want to leave no mystery.
Saying that's too true, too goddamn true. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to laugh at it. You know what I'm saying? But it's true. You know what I'm saying? Do that shit every day. Come down, search your vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Illegally pull all your dough to try to see if the motherfucking light come on so they can do an illegal outside search just to see what you got laying around in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit goes down here. Yeah. So you come down here. Might want to watch your ass, you know what I'm saying? And y'all black people, stay the fuck out of church.
Racism,
you know what I'm saying?
Is bugging you too much. I'll be thinking about it. Sometimes shit will happen. You know, a lot of black people can relate to this. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant, you were just like, wow. Like, almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a fucking movie. That was like you was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I said to the guy, I said, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I said, what the fuck? I could not believe it. Could not believe that shit. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying, and I got upset. I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that shit. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. So why? I got no say in the matter. That guy ruined chicken for me. I'm scared to eat it in public. I want somebody to see me and say something. You know what I mean? Like, you be eating some chicken? Look at him. He loves it. Just like it's in the encyclopedia. Look how happy he looks.
That is true. Niggas don't love the chicken, boy, but it's all good. White folks be loving that shit too. They just get up in churches early, got it. You know what I'm saying? They get up in the supermarkets early to get their collard greens and chicken and shit. Don't let the stereotype fool you now. These motherfuckers be burning up collard greens and shit, you know what I'm saying, and frying up some goddamn chicken. You know, just like we love to go and get it. So it's a catch-22, you know what I'm saying?
Hey! you too.
Come on, Stinky.
Besides living in a trash can and having a syringe lodged in my head, nothing, I guess. Where your parents anyway?
My mommy and daddy are at work.
Oh, yeah? Well, me, I gave up working a long time ago.
Don't give up, Stinky. My dad says if you never give up and work hard, all your dreams will come true.
That's the gayest I ever heard.
I don't believe your pappy may be rich, but he ain't happy. Tells you about work and you won't be him. But when's the last time you got to see him? He works hard. Why? So you can go out and buy a bunch of that you don't need. Driven by your punk ass hopes and greed. That's why I say, yeah. Time in my life, I'm finally free. No mansion for me. I said, fuck it. No brand new Humvee. I say, fuck it.
But you'll get no pussy.
Fuck it. You don't understand. Is I make love to my hand. So I don't need you, honey. I beat my d*** like it owes me money. That's right, I said.
Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to make me a nice feces sandwich.
Boy, I tell you, I got that Dave Chappelle, boy. Charlie Pepe! Charlie Pepe! Oh, man, that shit, that's too fucking funny, man. That's some classic shit. All right, man. Hopefully, Easy Rider come through because I got something for him, man. A little something on my place. Y'all check this out, man. We're getting off to a little couple of songs right here to pump you up because this is the weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Don't forget to go to check out 813battles.webs.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Make sure you vote on your favorite freestyle battle artist. Leave your comments, feedback, whatever you want to do, baby, because it's going down live. This is some new Slick featuring Six. You don't want to leave the club.
On trash?
Oh,
their new music, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. Got some, let's see, I want to go ahead and get up on y'all real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because today is Feature Indie Artist Friday, Rewind, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, presenting Nando, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. Let me go ahead and get into a couple of little funky reggae tunes, you know what I'm saying, right here. Y'all check out my homeboy, Grindsman, which is supposed to have the R.I.P. dedication to Sugar Mine, but didn't happen, so it's all good. R.I.P. to you, homie, you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big, but let's go ahead and get into, this is Grindsman featuring the Empress Ayata, It Fit Stop, Yaman.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system. My Empress Ayata, you don't know. We don't like what's going in another world, that's how you have to ask the people that sing. Sing with singer.
Tell me why do youths be dying? Why the mothers are crying? Why the wall is burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all this raping?
So me, I tell them it's a stop. The youth them where you're dead, they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, must stop. Let go that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that. Said Mary Tripper murder was a shock. Shanika, they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill her with sick man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister youth. But they no done. Some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Done the day before them. Missing, let's see them life done. And to play a new attempted and limbs and gun done.
Tell me why do youths been dying?
And sure,
why do mothers been crying? Why do all this burning?
Doctor.
Tell me why do all the shooting?
You hear that?
Why kill the youths of the future?
Mountain View, him get shot. Just 3 months, full of heartless man do that. 2 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Simmons and Trenchstone High School did not feel that. That's okay, my youth is a 10-year-old that. Them burn her to death, I know Max feel shot. He need guarding, get strangled, them thing that to stop. Was a promising youth to our parents.
Tell me why. Why do youths been dying? Why do mothers been crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the shrinking?
Well, we're not killing.
Tell me why. Why do youths been dying? Why do mothers been crying?
Killing each other, man. We got to stop it, people. You know what I'm saying? But like promised, you know what I'm saying, got George Carlin coming up in just a second. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into a little bit of that, a little bit more comedy, you know what I'm saying? Diverse comedy is what we do up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check this out, coming from California.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the...
Starship Smell-It-Melon.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell-It-Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see...
Annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Fucking right, people. That's what we do here, man. Shouts out to Goofy Bone representing, you know what I'm saying, San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And, yeah, I'm going to play some, let me play some Goofy Bone, Straight Low Rockers. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know who Straight Low Rockers is, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give y'all a little sample of some real street shit.
Shit.
man, that's that straight low record. That's that Cali shit right there, man. If y'all don't know about that Cali shit, I don't know. Hey, I don't know what the, y'all talking about. Yeah, I'm sitting here, you know, playing a little side game too, man. Shout out to Torrance City, man, torrancecity.com. And, yeah, I don't get any referral points for it, but fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Give them a little love, that's what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Just bombed it, busted somebody out of jail, and then turned around and put them in the hospital. that's a crazy shit, man. That's a crazy game, you know what I'm saying? You can do shit like that, real crazy game. So, yeah, that's what we're doing today, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me see something. I believe we have Mr. Carlin ready. Is it Mr. Carlin ready? Okay, no, he ain't ready yet. Man, what the fuck is taking y'all so long to upload some damn tracks, man? Did it push submit? What the fuck? I need to hurry up. All right, anyways, yeah, coming up, we got Mr. Nando coming in the building, man. That's how we do it right here live. You know what I'm saying? We also got the Nothing News coming up at the top of the hour. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to bring you some news from around the world. And I mean the world. And don't forget, 813Battles, you know what I'm saying, .webs.com. Shout out to Ashwood. My dog is actually away right now working, you know what I'm saying, on a job out down in Miami. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? He'll be back in the hood soon. And, yeah, going to be getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, Mr. Goofy Boo is back, you know what I'm saying, in circulation right here on Blog Talk Radio Network. So is I Be the Wise One, you know what I'm saying, with special co-host Miss Cheryla Hartfield, you know what I'm saying, with whole working it out self. Go ahead, girl, fuck it out. Fuck it out. And, yeah, that's how we do it live up in the building, you know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying, we lit. We'll be taking off tomorrow, heading out on their venture, people. You know what I'm saying? They're heading the venture out and get on this tour, you know what I'm saying? On the tour. The tour. And, yeah. So, matter of fact, speaking of that, let's go ahead and hear some Inhale Tree.
Take these papers. get lit. Life, liberty, and the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence from control off. No more caricatures of peace. Inhale the trees and only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. And what the ask forgets, the tree remembers.
Look at here, I love that song, man. That's just, it just got good meaning to me. It does something to the soul, people. It does something to the soul. All right, well, today is Feature Indie Artist Friday. Normally, everybody's supposed to call in at 12:30 and get the show rolling. But, of course, you know, everything doesn't go as planned. And you know what we do on this show? We keeps it real. And I mean keeps it real. You know what I'm saying? So, by keeping it real, you can go ahead and get into one of these old songs, man. This is non-dose, you know what I'm saying, a little political tip right here, man. It's called Get Better. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to get this world better, man. And one way you can do that is calling on in time. You know what I'm saying? All right.
She never ceases to amaze me, oh, how she struggles on the day. Her life is in a way that's so respectable. She never laid with a man for money, so the kids can be proud of mommy. She never rolled out in the fight to survive.
Don't worry about things, don't. shout out to Brandon Sky, man, representing Orlando out there, you know what I'm saying? Real big, 772, proper south, and all the boys down that way. Coming up for the 813 battles, freestyle battles going down right here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Big event. It's coming up September 5th. You know what I'm saying? We got a little free jump off for August 15th going down this Sunday right here in Tampa, Florida, man. So if y'all want to tune in, y'all come check that out. It will be videotaped. We'll be ran back on YouTube.com/813battles, or you can go to 813battles.webs.com and vote, you know what I'm saying, for your favorite freestyles. It's going down like that, and we coming right back.
This is a Smoke Boys production.
It's Mr. Serve on Self Serve right here. Mr. Self Serve's called On Everything, y'all.
Every now and then. I like to hit it from the side and pat that pouch. I like me a little pouch. No, I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers always worrying about the pouch. Stop it. You know, I don't like women that got racks and shit, you know. Know when to say when, you know, got racks and shit. You start throwing socks and shit in the motherfucker. Look, baby, put the dope under your titty. Put it under your titty, yo. But then put it in the back then, not right down there. Take the shit down. be playing her side and shit like that. No, I'm saying, stop worrying about your weight. And what kill me, when people make excuses for being fat.
There ain't no excuse.
It's my metabolism. No, it is not. It's some Twizzlers in your back goddamn pocket. Let the Reese cups go. Get out of the Häagen-Dazs line. And it's fucked up when you see them in a line and they look at you, you know, in a line when they get ready to buy ice cream. Because they look at you like, yeah, and. But I got to tell you because I love you. You know what I'm saying? And people that tell you, that they say they love you when you're fat, but they don't tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because that's the kind of motherfucker I am. That's who I am. If you're weighing over 250, stay the fuck out of Spandex. Okay? Stay the fuck out of Spandex. That shit don't look good. Like a bag of knots in your ass. Like a gang of fists chilling in your ass. And fat women kill me always working out in leotards and shit with tights on and shit, working out in tights and all that shit. No, no, sweatsuits, Glad bags, sweat it out, let the shit out. Shit.
No,
always worrying about your weight. Stop it, Luther. Luther worrying about his weight. Stop it, Luther. If you're here tonight, we love you, Luther, man. We don't give a fuck if you skinny or fat. We love you, Luther. Who's always losing weight? We love Luther. Always losing the weight. We don't give a fuck if you're fat. I just want you to do the slow song. Stick to the slow song. I'm not meant to live alone. Stick to that shit, Luther.
Hey, in response to that, man, you know, ladies, I know y'all be, you know, weight conscious and all that shit sometime, but just to be letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying, you still that bitch. Yeah.
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that bitch. I don't take shit. Thank you.
one for thirsty. Making meals.
Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man,
yeah.
He's that dude,
yeah.
He's so smooth, got him moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like boots on shoes. Coochie coupons, boo, coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons.
Yeah, you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. I let them fly in the wind when the roof's gone. Your boyfriend, old news, it's a new dawn. And in my pocket's a stack of the coochie coupons. You know you love when you see them and want to do wrong. You want to slide with your boy and chill to the morn. Go somewhere and get real sweaty and get it on. I don't know, is it my swag or the coochie coupons? Even though my swag is like too strong, I never question the strength of the coochie coupons. And when the dimes walk by, I just flash some. And plus they can see I'm in a drop magnum. And when I jump out, I'm in the latest fashion. Big chain, pinky ring, your boy looking dash on. You better believe the kid be on his job, but still, I don't know is it my swag or the coochie coupons.
All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude.
Yeah.
He's so smooth, he's got a moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like boots on shoes. Coochie coupons, boo, coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby, if you want them, I got them, coochie coupons.
The girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the coochie coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough. See the girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the coochie coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough. I know, that's the power of them coupons, man. When I make it rain, baby, you gon' dance. When I say your name, shorty, you gon' glance. You wanna impress me? This your chance. My dot man, all the the stat man, the coochie coupons make them loosen up they strap, man. So what's happening? We the new rock stars. And let your friends know that I got them coochie coupons.
All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude.
Yeah.
He's so smooth, he's got him moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like futon suits. Coochie coupons, boo, coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up.
So Mr. Cream Dot, you know what I'm saying, out of representing, I think he up there in New York, you know what I'm saying, representing. Shout out to Cream Dot, you know what I'm saying, the Coochie Coupons. Doing it real big. Once again, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck. I'm going to check the email. But Mr. Nando is supposed to be on the show. And, he's not on the show. So, it's all good. We still hold it down for the independent artist, man. And don't forget, coming up, October 3rd, you know what I'm saying? Only about a month away, you know what I'm saying? We have the fucking A&R Independent Artist Seminar. We'll be on the panel giving out some good information, you know what I'm saying, and definitely some enlightenment on the music industry. So happen to be in Tampa, Florida, come through, hang out at Club Nuvo, and off of Franklin and 7th Avenue, right there in downtown Tampa, and we're going to have a good time, man. You know what I'm saying, we had a lot of people show up last time, and we're going to do it again. We're going to run it back. We're going to run it back, people. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what we do. And let me go ahead and bring a couple of people on real quick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what we do up in here.
Timmy!
Yeah, get them going. All right. Did that work, Timmy? Might hit the heartbeat. Hit the heartbeat. Heartbeat. Oh, okay.
Happy.
Oh, spoke too late. All right, fuck it. Run all the way in. Yeah, hey. There you go. What happened?
Happy Friday the 13th.
You already know. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Well, not yet. You know what I'm saying? I'll be be having going in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I get up out the door. I got to go. I got to go. But, you know, I got to do the show. So, yeah, doing the show first. And I need to scan this picture. I took a nice little picture of myself. Oh, when I'm talking about scanning, I printed the motherfucker out. Anyway, yeah. But, yeah, we've probably been stood up again, people. I don't know what is going on. But, yeah, Mr. Nando supposed to be up in the building. And I was sure that he was given the phone number, calling information to call in and conduct the interview. But I have yet to hear from him. Yeah. See, that should tell you something.
He's a little fly on his roll there.
Yeah, it's all good. People, I do not force you to get your craft taken to another level and network. I only offer myself, as a help to that. So this is why I do not call motherfuckers on the phone and be like, hey, man, why you on the show? Yeah, nah, because if you couldn't goddamn, find enough time to come out and extend your goddamn, extend your whatever the fuck. If you don't come over and show me some goddamn love, fuck it, I ain't showing you no love. That's how it goes. And I'm here, Miss Heavenly Angel is in the building. So, hell, we got people for you to talk to and conversate and drill you on your music and also comment on your music. So that was the purpose of having the feature Indie Artist Friday, is to get some true critique on your music from people from around the world. And I mean the world. So, if you don't call in, goddammit, you don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Subsequently, he didn't call in, so subsequently, he don't get that. You know what I'm saying? And this is the second time this has happened. So, I like your music, though. That's the only reason why I won't just totally say fuck him. You know what I'm saying? He's an asshole. And, and nicks all his goddamn music. But it's all good. Miss Heavenly Angel, what's going down in Washington?
Ooh, it's warming up already. It's going to be a hot day. Just like summer right now.
We expected to get into 103 today. So.
Woo, that's hot. Yeah, we're going to get close to 90, and then we'll be in the 90s over the weekend.
It's the feel like, put it that way. It's 1 o'clock, and it's 90 degrees right now, but it just rained.
Right.
So, we got the rain that comes through, and then it kind of kicks up the humidity, you know what I'm saying? So it's not really hot. It's more humid than it is, you know what I'm saying?
Like a sauna.
Yeah. So what's going down, though? I hear the little kitties in the background.
I got my grand boy with me.
Yeah.
We're out running around. My daughter's going to camp tomorrow for 8 days on an island, going horseback riding. So I'm trying to find her some riding boots.
On an island.
On an island. Orcas Island. On the San Juan Island.
What was it called?
Orcas Island.
Orcas
like... Yeah, like a whale, Orcas Island, on the San Juan Islands.
Wow, never heard of
that. Yep, in the Pacific Ocean.
Never even thought of doing no shit like that as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like
through the YMCA.
What?
YMCA, yeah.
Well,
YMCA.
Yeah, them sons of bitches charge so goddamn much for their membership nowadays. You better be taking bitches to private islands.
Yeah. Yeah,
it costs a lot
just to go to camp.
Yeah.
It's like $900.
God.
For 8 days.
Well, let me see. 8 days. Let me see.
That's like $100 a day.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, the meals that they might eat, the activities they might go through.
They got everything. And she's doing horse masters. So she'll be riding horses all day. They have swimming, archery. They got over 280 acres of property to romp around on.
Now, is that completely supervised? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yes. I was a camp counselor for Orcas Island, Camp Rakaila.
I bet you were.
Yes, I was.
Give me a motherfucking free trip over here and check this shit on out. Yeah.
Well, I used to go as a kid, too. That's how I knew about it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he was already enlightened on him.
I was already in the loop.
Parents trying to give you that, you know, better summer fun than the average, you know.
Well, you won't.
Yeah. At least a week of fun.
Yeah. You know, that week lasts for a kid. It seems like eternity for a child, you know.
Sure does.
You know, for adults,
it's gonna be my little vacation too. My little mini vacation.
Hey, but for adults, it ain't long enough, boy. Like.
No, it ain't.
You're already back. I thought it just started. Jesus.
Shoot.
What happened to the week? What happened to the week? Well, that's cool, man, you know. Kids getting some different education. And now, you know what I'm saying, people here in Florida can, yes, people, there's an actual island you can go to to have some goddamn fun instead of trying to run to the fucking oil field beach down here and shit. You
oh, that's
fucked
up. Yeah.
They fucked up. They fucked us up.
Still got them all closed?
That ain't funny.
Closed.
That's what they did to us, you know what I'm saying? So, as a matter of fact, you was here for the other Nando stand-up show, wasn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, what's up? Yes, I was. Man. What is he doing?
I don't know. I guess that's going to tell his future, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
At the same time, he could give me
going
the
nowhere.
Excuse that he's featured on another Blog Talk Radio show coming up, and he could be confusing that show with this show. And, imagine
yeah.
that. But you already know, people.
I don't give a fuck.
If you don't want to come on this show, then you's a motherfucking goddamn Blog Talk Renaissance for today.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Damn. Look at how I did that 30 minutes ago and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez. Where's your co-host at? He's no show too?
Yeah. You know?
Wow.
Well, it's summertime, so he told me he had some things to be running around and doing. So, you know.
Well, mama's,
parents, yeah. I forgot today is Friday too, so, you know.
Yeah.
Featured Parents Friday, you know what I'm saying? take care of the people that bring you in this world. And I sure enough, love my mother for everything she do, because, you know, it'd be a blessing, man, when you really, you know what I'm saying, take care of somebody and really see some benefits, and then, you know, to be standing by somebody else, and they'd be like, you know, ma'am, fuck my mom. She don't do shit for me, man. That bitch. I'm like, what? Damn, man. Y'all niggas is crazy. But, you know, it's some jacked up kids nowadays that, you know, was abused by their parents and stuff, you know, whether it was verbally or physically. But still, in and in, if she ain't kill your motherfucking ass, you give her the goddamn ultimate respect for bringing you into this world and giving you a chance to survive, you know what I'm saying? And if you're doing that on your own, you know what I'm saying? Kudos to the Lord for giving you that strength. You know, but people don't want to do that. They want to, you know, blame the next person. And, you know what I'm saying? For 30 years down the road and shit. Well, they did that to me when I was 7. What, I mean, damn, you're born at 7 now and shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you still holding on to shit for? You know what I'm saying? 40 years later, you still holding on to what the person did. Yeah, true enough, you ain't supposed to wipe the memories away. But they just say, you know, you live well, you're supposed to live and forget, but people don't never forget. But you're still supposed to live, people, you know what I'm saying? And you don't live with regret. You don't live with what somebody has done to you, because that shit will eat you up, you know what I'm saying?
Sure it will.
Eat you up the whole fucking life. It'll eat you the fuck up. So
nobody's perfect.
You know that, man. And we all God's children, man, you know what I'm saying? And we do fucked up shit, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, whether it was something that was previously done to us or previously done to our forefathers, whatever, they strike it off to do whatever the fuck we did. It happened. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you just got to, yeah, like I said, live and let die, people. And matter of fact, sometimes you be feeling a little down, feeling a little unappreciated. Got somebody that'll pump it up for you. So on your ride to the summer camp, are you heading to the summer camp or what you headed to? You just are you riding around getting supplies?
I'm getting supplies.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Hopefully,
almost done.
Sorry. Appreciating you, you know what I'm saying? If not, this song is for you. If ever they ain't
they used well to appreciate me.
Oh, couldn't say fuck them, they're an asshole, but a little shoe fits, wear it, you know what I'm saying? Shelly K, people, live, breaking the game radio.
That we've been together through calm and stormy weather, yeah. I've stayed by your side when we've had no money or even no place to leave, yeah. Through all this, not once have I heard you say, baby, just thank you, or baby, I love you. You just think it's a woman's job to cook and clean. You just need to stop and hear what I have to say. You don't appreciate me.
You don't appreciate
no,
me.
No, no, no.
For the little things,
ooh,
all the years I've spent with you, you don't appreciate
you. When you come home real late, wanting me to hear about your day,
you don't ask why. Why I look so blue? You just walk on by.
Wait,
don't even know the cause of my love. Why?
Wait,
no, you just make me so confused. Why I stay with you?
I just have to ask myself. There's gotta be someone to love. Adore me and embrace everything I do.
You don't appreciate
me. You don't
me.
Appreciate me
for the little things.
For the little things.
All the years I've spent with you.
Years I've spent with you.
You don't appreciate
me. You don't appreciate
me.
You don't know
me. For the little things.
For the little things.
All the years I've spent with you.
There's no doubt you are the man that I love, and I wanna spend a lifetime with you. But if you can't see all the pain that you cause, then it's time for you to see why I'm passing about to leave.
Fuck, man, I hate this shit sometimes. Boy, this motherfucking network, man, it makes you want to kick in his motherfucking ass sometimes. I mean, the goddamn switch and shit freezing the fuck up so you can't play your goddamn tracks. Punk-ass motherfuckers ain't coming through and shit. You know what I'm saying? God damn, man. I mean, this fucking piss shit motherfucking ass. Shit piss fucking ass. All right, after this, y'all, we get into the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, it's going down right here. Supposed to be featuring in this Friday rewind of presenting Nando, but we're not. So fuck it. Right back, got nutty news, goddamn. Out the sky, fucking ass out the sky. God damn it, I'm fucked up. All right, just like this goddamn shit is fucking up, man. Jeez, I hate this motherfucking show sometimes. Yeah, people, I said it. I fucking said it because this shit sucks sometimes. Sucks virtual bunghole. Yeah, I mean, for real, man. Damn it.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Shit, don't even motherfucking go right. Look at that shit. See how long that fucking shit took, man. Jeez, y'all motherfuckers suck, man. Y'all suck asses and ankles. You sons of... All right, but we'll keep it clean because Heavenly Angel is riding around with the little chickadees. You know what I'm saying? And if we can get her beamed back in, we will do so. Yeah, but, yeah, thanks to Blog Talk Radio and this ragged-ass shit that's going on, we're unable to do that. Right. So it's all good. I'm at 14,000 show listeners, people. Remember, at 20,000 show listeners, we are having a mega party once again to celebrate 20,000 listens to the show since February 25th, 2009. And yes, people, it's been a while since the brother has been up on this mofo flipper doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Goofy Bone stepping out. You know what I'm saying? Stepping up to the challenge. You know what I'm saying? Becoming a mother show host. So it's been pretty cool, man. We've been having a good time. All right, but y'all know whatever time we're finna have up in this mood I make. You know what I'm saying? Timmy. All right, beam everybody up in this mood. So we can do what we do for show.
It's magic.
Shout out to Goofy and Buck. Woo! Chilling on the bridge. Hanging out. Oh, yeah. If anybody know what time it is, Goofy Bone, type in if you got a show today coming up at 2 o'clock, man. You know what I'm saying? I give you that promo. And I believe it's Miss Red Shea tonight on Miss Computer Lady's show at 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. Make sure y'all check that out. It's going down. And we're about to get into the nutty news, people. Your off-the-wall news, your strange news around the world. And I mean, hello. Watch out. Uh-oh. And the health news. Oh, that was yesterday. All right. Oh, Red Shades was yesterday. Well, God damn it. I'll have to check back the, He got a show today later on today at 6 p.m. my time, which is 3 p.m. California time. All right. Y'all check that out. Tune in, call in, and do whatever you got to do to get on over. Because what? It's time for the nutty news, people. Wow, porn music is mighty loud there. Isn't it? Yeah. Took off a little bit. Hold on, man. Yeah, there we go. Groovy. All right, people. Let me ask you something there, Heavenly Angel. Do you drink fruit smoothies?
Yes, I do. Fresh ones only, though.
What is that?
You know, not the bottled. Well, they have bottled ones, too.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
Well, you might want to curve that.
Reevaluate, huh?
Yeah. Linked to outbreak of typhoid fever.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And this is all over the USA, people. A rare U.S. outbreak of typhoid fever has been linked to a frozen tropical fruit product used to make smoothies, health officials reported. 7 cases have been confirmed, 3 in California and 4 in Nevada. 2 more California cases are being investigated. 5 people were hospitalized, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's what they said.
Damn. I had a friend that died from typhoid fever.
Mm-hmm.
In December,
I want to dig him back up. Was he a smoothie lover?
No, actually, he was in Kabul, Afghanistan, working.
Oh. Well, there ain't no telling what the fuck he got, shit. Ain't no telling what the fuck. Well, shit, you know, they got so much foreign shit flying around in the air over there, so you got to be careful, people, where you go. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful where you go. All right, well, we over here in Switzerland with the Swedes, where man faces world record, a $1 million speeding penalty. Damn.
What?
Ain't no fucking way, man. A Swedish motorist caught driving 180 miles per hour in Switzerland could be given a world record speeding fine of $1 million, prosecutors say. The 37-year-old, who has not been named, was caught driving his Mercedes sports car at 170 kilometers per hour over the limit. Under Swiss law, the level of fine is determined by the wealth of the driver and the speed recorded.
Wow.
Damn.
That's crazy. Multimillionaire then.
Damn, they gonna hit your ass up for $1 million for a goddamn speed ticket. Now that is fucking crazy, people. That is nuts.
What's crazy is they're basing it on your wealth.
On your wealth. Damn. So if you was broke and you did 170 miles an hour, you only pay $170 or $180 probably. Damn.
That's crazy.
Damn. Well, it really wouldn't matter, though. Honestly, if you're a fucking multi-million man, what the fuck is $1 million to you? Really, though. You know what I'm saying?
Change.
What the fuck is $1 million?
Yeah,
depending on what he do, you can do one project and make that. Here's your fucking ticket money. Get you guys speeding later. You know what I'm saying? And speed away from the goddamn courthouse where he just paid the goddamn fine. You know?
That's crazy.
At least that's what I would do. You know what I'm saying? I'd have my finger in the air and shit. Fuck you! Here's another million. Anyway, let's go over here to Peru, where rabid vampire bats. Yeah. 500 people have been bitten, people. Better watch the gal. They're on the loose. Not Dracula either. Yeah. Peru's health ministry has sent emergency teams to a remote Amazon region to battle an outbreak of rabies spread by vampire bats. Four children in the Awajan indigenous tribe died after being bitten by the blood-sucking mammal. Health workers have given rabies vaccine to more than 500 people who have also been attacked. Some experts have linked mass vampire bat attacks on people in the Amazon to deforestation. I wonder why. You're cutting down their goddamn homeland, where else the fuck they gonna go, you know what I'm saying? And now they pissed off because you fucking with their natural habitat. For every action, people, there's an opposite equal reaction. Believe that. Take me out of my home, where the fuck you think I'm gonna be at? I'm gonna be in your goddamn home. Shit, I ain't gonna be homeless. Shit, he did it intentionally. He intentionally took my own clothes. Wow. Well.
500 people got bit? What?
But see, now these are tribal people, though. It's not in a city. This is people living in the forest and shit. Living in the Amazon.
I know, but 500 people? That's a lot of people.
Yeah. But shit, they in the jungle. I mean, hell, you living underneath the bats and shit. So when nighttime hits, you know what I'm saying? If you ask anything,
yeah, they're coming
going
down, sucking your blood.
Yeah, you motherfuckers smell blood. See. All right, well, good old Massachusetts. Thousands of patient health records ended up in a public dump. Right. Yeah, I'll buy that for a dollar. Four Massachusetts community hospitals are investigating how thousands of patient health records, some containing Social Security numbers and sensitive medical ended up in a pile at a public dump. The unshredded records included pathology reports with patients' names, addresses, and results of breast, bone, and skin cancer tests, as well as the results of lab work following miscarriages. Well, people, I mean, if you don't really understand that you have no identity anyways, but the identity that shit you create for yourself on a daily basis, that ought to show you right there. You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody can just throw away your fucking whole medical history and shit, that has got to say something about the place and where we live at. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's some fucked up shit, man. Well, somebody's still getting their gang up. Oh, yeah. Kelsey Grammer Oh, the 55-year-old, is expecting fifth child with a 29-year-old. Damn. It's amazing to me that Frazier, you know what I'm saying, actually still looks presentable to women and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, y'all still want to
Yeah, that money things. Looks good, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
When you wear it well.
You know what I'm saying? I did forget. In the U.K., and yeah, look where he's at in the U.K. Right. Kelsey Grammer, 55, is expecting a baby with his 29-year-old girlfriend of about a month. Right. It's great news, and we are very pleased for them both, Alan Walsh told the British paper of his daughter, a Virgin Airlines flight attendant. Grammer filed for divorce from his third wife, 41-year-old former Playboy model Camille Donatici, in July after 13 years of marriage. They are parents to daughter Mason, 8, and son Jude, 5 years old. Damn.
Well, we know where he hangs out. He hangs out with you.
He's letting it all hang out. That's what he's doing. He's letting it
all
hang
out.
55 years old, he's still, what, slanging and dangling. You know what I'm saying? Slanging
and dangling. Got that Viagra going on.
Something. He must got going on heaven. well, do you believe in Friday 13 superstitions?
I don't believe that.
No. Oh, okay.
I don't believe in mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people. You know, it's enough fear in fear itself, people. You know what I'm saying? You want to fear something. Hell, get behind the goddamn driver's seat and start driving around Florida. Man, that's...
Every day is a good day if you wake up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the history of Friday the 13th superstitions is Triskaidekaphobia.
Say that again?
Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia. Okay. Right. Do you have triskaidekaphobia, which is the fear of Friday the 13th, goes back to ancient times. Friday the 13th superstitions are rooted in two separate fears, the fear of the sixth day of the week and the fear of the number 13. When these two things are combined, you have one seriously unlucky day. According to National Geographic, Friday the 13th is rooted in a Norse myth. 12 gods sat down for dinner when a 13th uninvited guest, Loki, arrived. Loki, the god of mischief, convinced Holder, the blind god of darkness. The blind god of darkness.
Yeah.
Right. Is that like an oxymoron and shit? Right. To shoot Balder, the beautiful god of joy and gladness. Right. Right. And they had guns back then, right?
I would imagine.
Right. A god is going to use a gun to shoot another god. Right. Well,
why not?
Maybe smoke crack.
Mythology works.
Jeez, people smoke crack, man. Get off the crack. Jeez. Well, still in the USA, Friday the 13th superstition is not good for Dale Street. Today is Friday the 13th, and to some, it's filled with superstitions, but Dale hopes that it will not, as they have the release of their streak device today. There are those who believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky, and some people play on this to scare others. Let us hope that sales figures of this latest smartphone will not be too low to scare anyone. The device was up for pre-sale yesterday, but today is the day that the Dell Streak will be in consumers' hands. All right, so who the fuck cares? What the hell did that mean? All right, we're still in the goddamn nutty place. Shit, man, we're still in the USA, people. Jesus. You ever heard of Dr. Laura Schlesinger?
No. Nada.
Well, she uses the N-word 11 times with black collar. I guess I'd use the N-word with all my callers. See, for this one, I don't give a fuck about what
you
call
me. White, black, blue, or purple.
And man, all I ask is, you know, call me whatever, just don't call me Collect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I ain't selling the charges. Damn. But anyways, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, whoever the fuck that is, used the N-word. Yes, people, we're saying nigger, 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 nigger. She said it nigger, 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 nigger 11 times. And if I would have called somebody and they just went off and said nigger, 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 I probably would have laughed. Right. Yeah. But she used the N-word 11 times over the course of 5 minutes. When a black female caller wanted to ask Dr. Laura about racial boundaries, the doctor took it upon herself to offend the entire listening community. Listen to the rant audio clip. Dr. Laura Schlesinger went on an N-word rant when a black female caller was describing her difficult situation at home.
Alrighty then.
I don't know who the fuck she is, so I, you know what?
She must have got fired.
On her day off, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, I don't know. But I tell you what, people, just to, you know, let's see.
Ignorance is a fool.
I used to have that. Niggers. 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 I used to have that set up. But I don't, and so I don't. I will, let's see what I can tell her. Be something cool if you can approach Dr. Schlesinger and yell something in her ear. You know what it would be?
Now you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
I wonder if she would have got offended, you know what I'm saying? If you would have just said it verbatim like that. Listen here, doctor. You's in America's now. Listen here, doctor. You's a nigger now. Like, did you just go, no, she called me a nigger. Oh,
shut
yeah,
the
right.
fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Well, some people need to go back to high school, apparently. Oh, yeah. People, saying the nigger word is not an offensive word unless you use it in an offensive manner. Then somebody might get a defensive with you, and hey, there you go. I'm not one of those people, though. You can yell that shit to the top of your goddamn lungs, and I would fuck. Because sticks and stones don't break bones, people. Words ain't gonna fucking hurt you. Stop being a wuss. All right, we're right down the street from you there, Emily Angel. They're a groovy chick.
There we at.
We're in the high-ass porn. I don't know why the damn porn music is coming out so loud. Timmy, what are you doing, brother? Get off the controls, man. Anyways, we're in Bellevue.
Oh, yeah. That's 20 minutes away.
Damn.
The
rich
neighborhood.
And you know why? Utility company adds rotten egg smell to bills.
Oh, wow. What? Oh, that's funny.
Right. Paying bills usually stinks, but gas bills from a utility in Washington State will include something truly odorous this month. The stench of rotten eggs. Yeah. As part of a safety campaign, Puget, who the hell is Puget? Sound Energy.
Puget
local,
Sound Energy.
That's your local utility person?
Right, Puget Sound Energy.
They're including a scratch and sniff pamphlet with its billing statements to remind customers of what leaking gas smells like.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Right. I'll be waiting
that
for that.
That is
bell.
Hilarious. I'll send it over to you.
Something that spelled right in the mail.
Oh, my God. But that's in Bellevue. They're only doing it in Bellevue, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't want to warn you guys about how, poisonous gas, because all you guys can die. We only want to protect the rich.
What about odorless gas that you can't smell?
You know what I'm saying? Why you just don't say get a goddamn detector in your fucking home?
How are you going to scratch
you know
and sniff that?
You can't. You know what I'm saying? That's why you put that, what is it, a monoxide alarm?
Good morning, Susan. Yeah, you're supposed to have one of those alarms to tell you.
All right. Well,
save
we're
your
in
life.
The UK. Yeah, exactly. We're in the UK, the you know it, where a hairdresser is ordered to return $660,000.
What?
Okay. A hairdresser has been ordered by a judge to return nearly $660,000 left to her in the will of a longtime customer. Wow. Jill Fraser, 72, from Surrey in southeastern England, befriended two elderly sisters, Ethel Wilson and Mabel Cook, after visiting their home to shampoo and set their hair each week for over 40 years. In a highly unusual decision, the High Court ruled to uphold the sisters' original will, dividing the money between close friends and family, but leaving nothing to Fraser. Damn. And that's fucked up to me. And see, she could be one of the people that thought she was getting a lot of money and then go curse motherfuckers out. You know what I'm saying? She could be one of them type people. Yeah, that would be fucked up. Well, damn it. All right, heartbeat, goddamn. Get on up in this Muda makeup, this goddamn heavenly angel.
Fucking Muda makeup.
Exit the building. Salamu. Abare Gani.
Muda makeup.
Abare Gani.
Abare Gani Muda makeup.
Yeah. Hey, you got some change on you?
Got some change?
Yeah. Trying to...
Save the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
Well, fuck it then. Because
Mayor Wilson is planning to save that clock 30 years ago. Lightning struck that clock, and it hasn't run since. We at the Hill Valley Preservation Center want to keep it the way it is and not waste anybody's time. I forgot the rest, but fuck it.
Right. That was more than enough. Okay.
Gotta go. My meds are kicking in.
Yeah. You know, just...
Hello?
Marge, I just realized I am the owl in the word now. And if you tell anyone...
My ears don't do that. I'm the owl in the work now.
I got Marge in the other line, and she is totally bumming me out.
Well, people, this is not the effects of marijuana.
Dad, I thought you didn't like our saxophone.
I didn't, but now Daddy's special medicine, which you must never use because it will ruin your life, lets Daddy see in his magical things you will never experience. Ever.
Dad, it's 1 a.m. and I'm out of saliva.
I'm out of saliva.
All right, people, we got to get...
make a great pipe.
This is... Oh, yeah, I ain't never think about that saxophone and using it as a bong.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah? Or a flute, maybe a flute, like a clarinet.
Yeah, no, I actually, my sister had an old clarinet, and we were like, fuck it, let's try it. So what we did was we took a screen door, which was metal. We chopped the screen, put in the clarinet, put maybe about an eighth in there, smoked that shit, and got a headache.
Hell no. We got a headache. What, it was a rush or something?
No, I think it was the metal or whatever the fuck the clarinet was made of fucked us up. That's why they have glass pipes.
Oh, yeah, that metal, yeah. Where the hell is Coronado at?
Coronado?
Yeah.
Beat the fuck out of me.
It's in California, goddammit.
Yeah, but I'm not in. I'm only in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah, bad.
Brother?
The hell kind of shit is that? Ask me somewhere where it's Florida at. In Florida, where is that?
I don't fucking know,
but I can find out. Shit.
Where's Matches, Florida?
Who?
Matches. The city of Matches.
No goddamn Matches. Mathis. Mathis, motherfucker. Mathis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mathis.
Goddamn Matches. That fine ain't no fucking place. Well, anyway, the goddamn U.S., this is a military installation. A Navy installation. Oh.
And what happened?
Well, now you fucking know. The U.S. Navy barracks complex looks just like a swastika. Huh. And I guess that was just coincidence. Right. How about that? If you see it from the ground, you never know. But from the air, a Navy barracks complex looks just like a swastika. For years, people have been calling for the Navy to renovate the buildings to change the offensive shape. The man who designed the structure back in the late 60s doesn't see it, but others saw the view from above is no accident. It's clearly a symbol of hate. The buildings are located on the Naval Amphibious Base in Coronado. Damn.
Well, I don't know where Coronado's at.
Yeah. If you fly over Washington, D.C., though, it's in the form of a pentagram. You know what I'm saying? It's in the form of a big-ass pentagram. So what the fuck does that mean? Yeah. So the bitches leaving signs everywhere, goddammit.
Well, let me be honest with you. Do you really give a fuck if it looks like a Nazi symbol?
I'm not Nazi. Hell, you got goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger as the fucking governor, so I mean, who would really give a shit?
Exactly. Nowadays, people fuck with what's going on, because as much as you will try to get rid of it, nobody fucking cares.
But nobody knows what the fuck the true meaning of a swastika is. They don't know what a swastika is these days. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know that swastika is a religion? That symbol is like I think it's a Buddhist religion?
Well, we'll have to look that up. But, everybody want to link it.
I think I'm a dumb Mexican. I'll tell you right now, because I did the research on the swastika, because I like that symbol. That symbol, to me, it looks clean. I like the way it looks. So I did the research on it. It's like a Buddhist. At first it came from like a Buddhist symbol or some shit like that. And then the Germans adopted it to being their ultimate way of killing. Yeah.
And fucked it up. All right, well, let's look it up real quick, people. We'll take a little break real here. And
well, let me do a public service announcement.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Hello, I'm your host, or I'm not your host, but I'm the host of 186.2, the worldwide radio show. My name is Goofy Bone, and I just want to let you know, when I'm not chilling in Straight Folk Records or on the Blog Talk Radio airwaves, I'm right here chilling with my homeboy, DJ Smell So Good, the captain of the Starship Smelly Prize, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, we gotta get these damn promos kicked out too, people. Very important for shows to have promos. You know what I'm saying? The show's the support base. You know what I'm saying? Of the show. All right. Here's a definition of the swastika: a symbol or ornament in the form of a Greek cross, with the ends of the arms at right angles, all in the same direction, and each prolonged to the height of the parallel arm of the cross. a great many modified forms exist, OG and volute, as well as rectangular, rectilinear, while various decorative designs as Greek fret or meander are derived from or closely associated with it. I don't know what the fuck any of that says. But anyway.
Basically saying
it's Greek. It's a Greek cross, people. That's what the fuck it's saying. It's a Greek ornament and Greek cross used for decorative purposes. Basically. There you go.
There you go.
The swastika is found in remains from the Bronze Age in various parts of Europe, especially at Hisarlik, or Troy, the city of Troy, and was in frequent use as late as the 10th century. It is found in ancient Persia and India, where both Jains and Buddhists used or still use it as a religious symbol. God damn, Mexicans are fucking smart. Shit.
I told you, the motherfucking
and in China and Japan, and among Indian tribes of North, Central, and South America, it is usually thought to be a charm, talisman, or religious token, especially a sign of good luck or benediction. Max Mueller distinguished from the swastika with arms prolonged to the right, the swastika, the S-U-A-V-A-S-T-I-K-A, with arms prolonged to the left, but this distinction is not commonly recognized. Other names for the swastika are Phalfot and Gamadian. Notes. The swastika with arms bent to the right came to be used as a symbol of Aryan supremacy by the Nazi Party in Germany, 1933, people, to 1945. Not the fucking Bronze Age. Yeah. Hence, it is now associated in the United States and European countries with Nazism, or anti-Semitism. It is sometimes It is also used by neo-Nazis or by anti-Semites or anti-Semitic symbol, or as
like
an anti-Semitic symbol.
Like sympathizers.
So at the end of all of this shit, people, these punk motherfuckers came and tried to use this damn, just like motherfuckers use the goddamn the cross and put that circle over it and then make it the goddamn devil symbol and all that old fag shit. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter, people. You know what I'm saying? People always been playing on religious ornaments and anything that's got to do with religion, a person will take it and try to use it in their evil way, you know what I'm saying, because people do what? They follow religion. So if I can put my motherfucking little bullshit in front of this and make you, you know what I'm saying, see that, then that's what they're doing. So they're crossing up something that was holy with hate. And that's what they preach here. See, they don't even preach the true meaning of the swastika in your history books. See what I'm saying? That's the problem with his story, because it's teaching you his story and not our story as way as the world relates. You know what I'm saying? And according to the world, and South America, and Indian tribes, China, and Japan, stupid motherfucking Americans will go over there and cause conflict because you stupid motherfuckers been brainwashed that that's a Nazi goddamn symbol, and that's a symbol of hate. So if you see a Chinese person with that, what would that automatically do to a normal American person? It would spark hate. So if I go to an Indian country, I would think that they're actually promoting hate because I was taught that this old punk-ass motherfucking swastika was actually a symbol of hate coming from the goddamn German Nazi camp, which is
exactly bullshit,
people.
Like a Jew would to see that on a Chinese person, he would automatically think that they're Nazi. Straight up.
Man, that's fucking crazy.
And what you people need to do is do your research.
Do your goddamn research. Stop fucking believing, you know what I'm saying? Stop believing the headlines, because the head is lying. You know what I'm saying? Believe that. Stop believing the headline. I mean, people kind of just believe what a person tells them and as truth. You know what I'm saying? And swastikas, yes, people. You know what I'm saying? And just like the Confederate flag, when you see white folks riding around with the shit Confederate flag, that don't mean that these motherfuckers is racist. You know what I'm saying? That is people that's got their heritage. I would hate for somebody to motherfucking get mad at me because I'm riding around with an African flag. You know what I'm saying? Or a flag with a black power fist on it. Because that symbolizes my upbringing.
On the Confederate flag, Smelly? See, over here, you got maybe about two out of every 100 people, you know, support that Confederate flag. And back in my time, when I tried to be a racist auditor, I hit up somebody because he had that on his car. And you know what the motherfucker told me? He goes, haven't you ever watched The Dukes of Hazzard?
Thank you. It's heritage, people. It's heritage.
Heritage.
It is a person's heritage. Now, of course, motherfuckers is always going to come along and try to make it their own and give it their own rendition of what it means to them. And then that's where you get the old racist, you know what I'm saying, redneck bullshit that comes into play. But that's with every religion. That's with everything that we do in life, people. Somebody has their own representation of that. 813, you was in the building. What's happening with you?
Did you hear about Dr. Lauren?
Yeah, I already read about that dumb bitch. She can say a nigga, 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 1,000. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, say nigga on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, nigga! Are y'all scared and shit? Look at this shit here.
I said it.
Muda nigga. Fuck that. Hey, 813, who this be? Who this here?
Man, this is Pretty, man.
Oh, shit, we got the goddamn Mr. Pretty up in this motherfucker. Let me tell y'all who this is now.
Is he a Buddha maker?
We got a Hood Gone Wild DVD coming out pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? And this brother right here captures some of the best motherfucking footage that you can ever goddamn see in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the type that say,
if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
I mean, for real.
Hey, DJ smells so good.
Man, what happened at home, Skillet? You got that buck ready for me?
I'm in the shower right now with a little chick, man, named Riri, man. She want me to take a shower with her. This girl got the best body in the damn world, man.
Well, put her on the phone there. Put her on the phone.
Yeah, put her on the phone. Let me holler at her real quick.
It's her birthday, man. She's just going to say
hello. It's her birthday? Oh, well, shit. Happy birthday, girl. Matter of fact, I got some birthday music for you. Hold on. I got some birthday music for you.
Put her on the line. I want to tell her happy birthday.
Goddamn right. Hey, Ri-Ri.
Huh?
Ray-Ray. Hey, girl. Happy birthday. What's happening?
Thank you.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. I wish I could be in the shower with you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did I say that last?
Hey, homegirl.
Hey, DJ smells so good.
What's happening?
She watching my parts right now. She kind of like at work right now. You know what I'm
saying?
King Joffe Jaffer.
I'm sorry. Your Royal Highness. You know, she's
cleaning
your royal penis.
She did one of the best videos, man, I shot so far, man. She's really up and coming, man. Redbone.
Literally.
Yes. I mean, the girl got it going on. She's 19 years old. Just turned 19 today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what?
Yeah,
well, hey,
tell
her I'll be over later on to give a personal interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Hey, but, how'd the buck go, man?
Heavenly Angel.
Yes, sir, right here.
All right. And check this out, Pretty. Now, I got California on the line, and I got Washington on the line. My homeboy, Goofy Bone, is out of San Jose, California. And I got Miss Heavenly Angel out of Washington, down there in Seattle.
What's up, California? What's up, Washington? Seattle.
All right.
What's up, Pretty? Hey. How you on board?
All
now
right,
this
I'm
is
in Tampa, man. Tampa, Florida, right here.
This is the maker
of
the buck, people. This is the man with the plan right here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. This is the buck man. This is the buck maker. You know what I'm saying? How they coach
him.
Huh?
I want to throw a gallon of buck.
Man, you're going to kill me, dog. You're going
to
kill
me. I
want
to donate a gallon of buck to you, man. To your radio.
Hey,
station, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all hear it here live, man. Y'all hear it here live. People, y'all got to give me your address. If you give me your address, you know what I'm saying, hit me up on the email. I will send you a bottle of buck.
Bottle of buck?
That is dear. A bottle of buck. I will bottle it up in a bottle. I'll put it in the little styrofoam shit so it won't get damaged. And I will send you a personal bottle signed by goddamn. You got to sign it too, pretty. I'm going to sign that bitch too. And y'all got to keep this bottle forever because this is some shit. This is homemade wine at its motherfucking finest. And if you ain't a wine drinker or you one of the motherfuckers that like to go in the store and get poisoned by the stores and shit, you know, get some of this natural shit. This is straight up natural fruit. I mean, that's been processed, reprocessed, processed again, and then reprocessed some more to get it to its ultimate potency.
Yes, sir.
I can vouch for it. You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all heard me slurring the other day when I was on the show drinking, my little thing of buck. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, had me in that world a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, brother.
Because that's what time it is.
Yeah, hey, brother. I need to get up out of here. I got me a job interview to go handle. But I just want to tell everybody out there to have a good motherfucking Friday the 13th. And make sure you get laid tonight, bitches.
It is definitely Friday the 13th, people. And believe in the positive shit, people. Don't believe in the negative bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
nothing negative
what you make it.
About it. Yeah, if you woke up today,
well, nobody
you should
tell
be
what day it is for you.
A happy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to Kim. You know what I'm saying? Today her birthday. We're going to be celebrating down at Coco's Lounge tonight. If y'all want to hang out down in Tampa, Florida, I'm going to have the music set up. We're going to have some equipment and everything set up. It's going to be a good time celebrating my homegirl's birthday. So, 111, I see you down there. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to beam you on up in
here. Happy birthday to Riri.
And, it's her birthday, too?
Yeah, it's
my
birthday.
Oh, well, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Happy birthday to you, too, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing something you can... I'll bring you a present you can unwrap later on.
You'll be here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know where to find that.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty got it going on, but y'all don't even know what's about to happen, man. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else up in here. One sec. All right. All ones. She was live up in the building, Record of Game Radio. What's happening?
Hello. Yes, is this Mr. Fight the Power?
This is DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Fight the Power, a.k.a. Captain Buff So Good of the Starship Smelling Prize. How can I help you, ma'am?
Are we live right now?
Yes, you are.
No, ma'am. We are extra live.
Okay. This is Rochelle. I just want to...
Oh, you calling in? Not my business. You can't call the show about business, though. You can't call the show about business.
I want to know.
You called the right number.
Yeah,
you can do that, though. This is Miss Rochelle, people of the Schoolhouse Jams, all kids hair show that went down in Tampa, Florida just a little over a week ago. The DVD is actually done. The footage is done. Been kind of going through some personal issues with the cell phone. So,
no problem. Well, thanks for giving that shout out. I just want to let all the participants know we appreciate you. You did a wonderful job, and thanks for participating.
Definitely that. All the salons and barbershops that came out and participated, you know what I'm saying? It was an excellent show. The footage looks excellent. I just been going through some things with getting it burnt up. So the editing is
not
all done. It's actually
not
done.
A problem.
Yeah, it is done. Yeah, and I do appreciate it, Miss Rochelle. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give your salon a shout out. You know what I'm saying? Rep
All right, I want to give a big shout out to Salon Rochelle. Yay!
That's real. And where y'all located at?
Nebraska Avenue, close to Hillsboro.
All right off of Nebraska and Hillsborough. And how can we set up if we want to get an appointment or something to come in and get our hair done? How can we go about doing that?
You got to call 813-965-0485 and ask for Rochelle so you can get the hookup.
And what all kind of hairstyles do you do? What do you specialize in?
We do it all. We do updos, ponytails, quick weave, invisible part, quick weave, anything you want, we got it.
You do white woman weave?
If they want it, we'll give it to them.
All right, Heavenly Angel, when you come down, I'm going to get you some weave put in your hair like Paris Hilton.
No, thanks. No, thank you.
So you can look like Paris Hilton, you know, put that fake quick weave off.
Hell
in there.
No.
What's that?
Nothing like her.
Hey, well, this is an invitation because Heavenly Angel is located down in Washington. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to invite her through. Hey, matter of fact, hey, pretty.
Yes, sir.
Is Riri got her hair done for her birthday today?
Yes, she got her hair done.
Oh, she already got her hair done. All right, well, I'm turning on to a new place now. Right off of Nebraska and Hillsboro, she need to go to Rochelle's Hair Salon.
And get the B-Day, too.
All right.
Get the who?
The BJ do.
The BJ do. What is that?
Your birthday do.
Oh, yeah. You need to get that. BJ. Yeah, you need to get that. Oh, now, do you do discounts for that?
For Stizzle.
Hey, y'all already heard it here first. You know what I'm saying? And Mitch smells so good for a free comb. Yeah, that's about all I can vouch for. You know what I'm saying? I give you a free comb. And I ain't talking about the big ones. I'm talking about them little small ones that you get in the dollar store pack. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's real though. So, something better than nothing.
You get one of them jailhouse combs. You know what I'm saying? If you're dealing with me, I give you one of them jailhouse combs for free and one of them little small Bibles. Yeah.
That's right.
For your birthday. You know what I'm saying? But Miss Rochelle, by this weekend. You will be able to, because I got to go and put the foot down on the dude that's burning it up for me. You know what I'm saying? Burning the disc up for me, because I know you need to get your stuff, you know what I'm saying, out there for sale. So everybody who is looking for the DVD, you know what I'm saying, I promise you it's very, very well worth the wait. I took a lot of time into editing it. Actually, you can ask Pretty. I ain't been to the club all week because I've been working on that DVD and actually editing it and get it done. So on my part, it's done. You know what I'm saying? The burning it down to the DVD is just on another party. So that's, you know what I'm saying, what I'm you know, in the crossfire with.
Okay, we appreciate it. But can you call me after the show, please?
Definitely. I'll definitely hit you up.
Okay, thanks a lot. And everybody have a good day.
All right. And we are out of here, people. This is the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on Feature Indie Artist Friday, Rewind, presenting Nando. But Mr. Nando didn't even bring his punk ass through, so it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We still represent and do what we does up in here. You know what I'm saying? On this mofo flipper. Also, shouts out to Torque, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. Mr. Goofy, boom! And everybody out there riding, wrecking the game, entertainment, DJ Party Time. It's John New in the hood. You already know how we do it. And don't forget, tonight, it is going down at Broke Hoes Lounge. Yeah, that's right, Broke Hoes, goddammit. Broke Hoes Lounge. Right in Tampa, Florida. Make sure y'all come through, have a good time. We're going to be, you know what I'm saying, we're out there taking pictures and doing what we do, man. That's
how many listeners you got now? Sorry. How many listeners now?
We got Mr. Pretty on the phone right now with the birthday girl in the background.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me, I'm going to do this before we get up out of here. I'm going to play a birthday song for you, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me find the birthday song for the birthday girl. You know what I'm saying? This will be the last song of the day, people, as we get up out of here and venture out into the hood. And I mean the hood. Hey! Oh, shit. It's time to party, goddamn it. Cranking it up. Hey, bring Riri by the club tonight, you know what I'm saying? So she can party, hang out. And I give her a free picture for her birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. That's out my homeboy Pretty calling in, representing 813. Straight four in the hood. Worldwide, we is out. Peace!
It's my dog's birthday. Jump on the pin. Jump on the pin. Jump on the pin. vibes right. Little mama celebrating, it's her birthday night. It's my dog birthday. It's my dog birthday. Jump on the team, jump on the team. Jump on the team, jump, jump on the team. It's my dog birthday. It's my dog birthday. Jump on the team, jump on the team. Jump on the team, jump, jump on the team.
Got pain in my pockets all golden. Girl, let it down to my cold and my wound. It's the first day, and it's my dog birthday. I ride with my dog, kill for my dog, hook with my dog, get paid, fuck cold with my dog. That's real, I ball people. For your birthday, we gon' fly out people. Brand new kicks, brand new chains, walk in the club, looking brand new lane. Why long, you lame, stick on the horse, ain't bitch on my dick while you on yours. They try hard, but them boys can't last. You need to roll with the boys, they can't. And my dog got a birthday, and what's that? Down on that birthday day, girl.
It's my dog. Nigga, where?